You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, and I'm joined in the studio with a special guest this morning. There is a new photography exhibit called Eyes Make the Horizon, presented by Detroit photographer Michael Zuhorski. Welcome to the studio, Michael. How are you today?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad to have you. And now, this is an exhibit that's presented by the Marquette Arts and Culture Center and is in the Lake Superior Art Association Gallery. Can you tell us a little bit about your exhibit and the photography that you have on display?
Yeah. It's a body of work I've been working on since 2015 when I moved here from Detroit.
Okay.
It's all more or less conceptual landscape work and very colorful, very descriptive of the environment, and I more or less wanted to make a body of work that said something different about the environment and the landscape that had been said, or at least that I had seen been said previously.
Sure.
Something particularly about my connection with it, my experience of it, as opposed to just the landscape itself.
Sure, sure. And you're from Detroit originally, and you moved up here, you said, in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
How does the landscape in Detroit or in the metro area, of course, I mean, it's going to compare differently, but are there some feelings that are evoked that come about from being in this landscape compared to being in the Detroit area, or do you see some similarities as well?
Somewhat. I think a lot of it came from, as a kid, I sort of developed this mythology of Northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in metro Detroit in the suburbs, and
okay,
the regularity of it.
Right, like grid-based.
It felt a bit oppressive.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so coming up here, it kind of felt, I gained a bit of a sense of freedom, I suppose. You know,
sure.
Everything wasn't like regularized and developed and whatnot. And so, I think it carried over to this work and the way that I understand the landscape now still.
Yeah, and I saw a preview of some of the pictures and the photography, and you said that it is very vivid and colorful in the display. Is that something that you actively searched for when you were looking for your framing and everything? Were you looking for really colorful shots?
Not necessarily just colorful, but things where the lighting was particularly evocative of the possibility of creating a photograph that sort of like transcended something that someone would typically understand in the landscape. People get used to the landscape where they live, and sometimes it can become a bit, boring to them, or
sure,
it can feel a bit repetitive. And exhibiting this work up here, I'm hoping for the chance to cast it in a new light, to sort of induce an experience of it that people possibly haven't had previously.
Sure.
Or if they have, remind them of it or sort of bring them back to it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, there can be some of that taking for granted of certain areas or locales, or even just having the ability to have a vision of a certain area in the Upper Peninsula. And I know I've been guilty of that too, where I'm like, oh, yep, there's the lake again today or something like that. But if you really take a moment to stop and look at it, I'm sure you can really gain more from it than just a casual glance. Why is it important to you and maybe for us to see our world through photography and through those kind of images?
I know for me, because photography is more or less a way to cast more meaning upon my life, upon my existence,
yeah,
and the way I understand the world. And so, I can't help but project that upon what I hope that people will experience in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Photography is sort of a ritual for me, the way that I go about doing it, the way that I practice it. And so I'm hoping the richness that it adds to the way that I understand my surroundings, I'm hoping the viewers won't have the same experience necessarily, but, it'll be reflective of, something new or rich that they know or they find in their experience.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like it's a bit of a way of life for you, and also being in the UP becomes a certain way of life as well, especially compared to if you've lived in a bigger city before or even not. I mean, it's something that kind of picks up, and you have that feeling of being either a Uper or living in more of a rural area, or, like you said, less oppressive, more freedom can be found in the UP. So that's definitely something that could be transcended through those pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the landscape doesn't steer you psychologically nearly as much as it does in the suburbs particularly.
Right. And there's something else in the description of the exhibit, too. It's called Eyes Make the Horizon. And I do want to mention again, the exhibit is happening now. It opened January 3rd and goes until the 27th. There is an artist talk that's coming up on Thursday, January 18th from 7 to 8. And that's at the gallery at Lake Superior Art Association Gallery. Also a reception as well, 2 days before the end on the 25th from 6 to 8. But I did want to mention too, in the description, you mentioned that there's finding some meaning in the tension between the images.
Yes, yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about that too?
Not just in between the images, but in between the natural settings in the work, and also there's quite a few photographs of development and like human imposition, mm-hmm. which I more or less have a very strong land ethic and a conservational ethic, mm-hmm. and so I can't help but sort of understand that as a form of violence against the landscape oftentimes.
Sure, yeah.
And of course it's representative of something of me because, you know, I'm a part of society and I benefit from it. I put gas in my car and I do these things. Mm-hmm. And so the creation of the work and finding patterns that are shared between, you know, man-made objects and natural objects, mm-hmm. and that flow from piece to piece is, you know, a symbolic way of finding common ground between them, essentially.
Sure.
Or maybe a bit of shared existence.
Right.
Something that, possibly something that the viewer could find that's honestly hard for me to verbalize. You know,
okay.
Some bit of meaning that seems a bit tacit, possibly.
Okay. It sounds like it could be a little bit of a meditation on how our society has progressed so far and the pros and cons of it, and what we could do to internalize that and think about our choices and what we could do to maybe make things better, too. So that sounds like a very noble effort and a noble cause to, you know, to aspire to. So,
well, thank you. I never thought of it as too noble myself. I mean, I always, I really respect people who do work specifically trying to uncover, you know, injustices in the environment and in the natural world and stuff. Mm-hmm. My goal for the work wasn't so much that, you know, it's more contemplative than anything, more mm-hmm. so than something to mobilize people. But yeah, people who, I really respect the people particularly. I think they're doing something noble.
Very cool. The exhibit again is Eyes Make the Horizon with Michael Zuhorski, a photographer, and presented by the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. Once again, the exhibit running until the 27th of this month, and the artist talk Thursday, January 18th from 7 to 8, and the reception on Thursday, January 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Michael, is there anything else you'd like to add about the exhibit?
Not in particular. I suppose that I would like to add that in the conception of the work and showing it here, I was excited to show some very contemporary landscape work mm-hmm. In Marquette. Not that, you know, work like that isn't shown here, but, you know, there's a great mix of work. A lot of it's kind of traditional, but a lot of landscape work, it's kind of difficult to do contemporary stuff with landscape, and mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I've, you know, more or less done that here, and so I think it appeals to people who are looking for something new that they haven't seen very much of before, as well as people that want to see something, you know, beautiful that's not particularly challenging. Mm-hmm. It could be challenging or it could be very easy to look at, depending on what perspective you're coming from.
All right. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll be right back.